Classic League Podcast time!
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 310 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott, my co-host's name is Kevin. What's going on, man?
Hey man, not much, how are you?
Pretty good.
Oh, that made sense. I actually made sense that time.
You did. You sound much better.
Thanks.
Or you sound more like you. Maybe people preferred the Funkhauser.
That was... I listened to it again the other day, and I was like, wow, that sounded really bad.
Yeah, we were on the mend, so...
No, I'm back on my nasally voice. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, we had a little bit of a break. I've had some family stuff come up, and... some busyness, so I am glad to be back podcasting. But it's been a few weeks, man. How you been? What you been up to? Anything fun too? I can see you, so I will. If I see you're drinking and I accidentally ask you a question, I'll fumble. I'll keep going.
No, not much. Our schools are all on strike here in Toronto. They're on rotating strikes, so my daughter's been home, or she went back to her old daycare for like the last 2 days. And the whole province is going to go on strike next week for one day. So that sucks because our government is fucking dumb.
Hey.
And
join the club.
Other than that, no, not much. Not much at all. Just been working. And, you know,
we have this group of people that stand in front of the high school and picket. And they've done it for, I'll say, conservatively 5 years. But I'm going to say maybe a decade or so. And it's like, I don't even remember what the banner is, but I've been told that there are people that are paid $10 an hour to stand there and protest, I don't know, the teachers union or something.
Okay.
It's very strange. I don't know.
It is strange.
It's as close as we've gotten to an actual strike in our town.
Oh, yeah. No, we've been on strikes. They've been on strikes for the last 2 weeks. So it's like rotating. Every week is like the Catholic school board and the public school board. So all the schools are in on it. They're all like, yeah, we agree that this government sucks.
Great.
So, yeah, so that's fun.
Yeah, screw the kids. Have you seen any movies or did you've been hooked on any TV shows or anything like that? That's more what I was getting at.
No, I don't. I no longer watch TV. I've become a father who only has an hour to himself every night. And with that hour, I choose to play games.
Fair enough.
And unfortunately, I've been playing Binding of Isaac every single day on the Vita and the Switch. And that's all I've been playing. Well, I've been playing other games here and there, but that's mostly what's taking up my time. Because I've been playing the game wrong for the last 3 years. So now I know what I'm doing.
Wow. Hey, it's like Final Fantasy 13. You know, you got to get, you know, 100 hours in before it really...
Before it opens up.
Yeah. I mean, it's 1,000 for you, but you know what I mean. Same idea.
Yeah. So I've been playing Binding of Isaac randomly. I just like pick up and play. Mm-hmm. But I never realized like those little icons on a post-it note, those are the bosses that you're supposed to beat. Okay. And I never knew that. I just kind of thought they randomly showed up. I didn't know who I was facing when. Okay. So now I know how to get to them and how to beat them. So that's what I've been playing wrong all this time. I was just enjoying the game. I had no idea there was a purpose to it. Yeah. So... Oh, it's great on the Switch. I treat the Vita and the Switch version as two different games because the Vita, like we said, when McMillan?
Yeah.
Spoke to me and told me that the Vita is no longer being updated and the Switch one is Afterbirth Plus, which is all the fun updates after. So, I treat them as two different games.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But what's new with you?
Not a lot. I started Peaky Blinders. Been listening to some music. I don't know. Just been busy. Some stuff's been going on, I suppose.
I saw that Green Day came out with the new album because I loved Green Day in high school.
You know, that's... And I don't mean... Don't feel bad or anything like that. I'm not, like, trying to pick on you. I always found it weird when I found like somebody that really liked Green Day outside of being in middle school. Like, so if I see someone that's our age and like, yeah, Green Day is one of my favorite bands. I'm like, really? Okay. It's strange to me. Or like when someone is our age and they're like, oh yeah, I fucking loved Yellow Card or Fall Out Boy or Simple Plan. I'm like,
yeah,
like the TRL stuff. Like, really? That's holy crap. I don't know. I mean, like, Maybe it was just I had just went to a hipster high school where it was like nobody that we were around. Actually, it was all ironic or whatever, or if you played an NSYNC song or whatnot. Maybe it was because it was Britney Spears and NSYNC and then Fall Out Boy or Simple Plan or whatever. So maybe it, like, but there were people that loved that music.
Yeah. I mean, I found myself unironically liking 90s pop trash now because I grew up with it. So I'm like, oh, I haven't heard like Wannabe in a long time or Backstreet's Back. It's been, you know,
sure,
a couple 20, years.
20, 30 years or whatever.
Yeah. And I literally grew up with that music. Mm-hmm. So. And now I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore. It's a good beat. I get it.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess you are, you're what, four or five years years younger, I guess?
I'm 37. I'm 31. We'll be 32 this year.
Oh, okay. So well, that makes sense then. Because you would have been young when that stuff was.
Yeah, I must have been in grade one when Backstreet's Back hit.
Yeah, so that makes perfect sense. Like, I have Madonna and Janet Jackson and Genesis and Phil Collins on vinyl because those were mega hits when I was a kid. And Bryan Adams, yeah. Like, I love that. But see, stuff.
I like them too because my siblings are 10 years older than me, so I grew up with their music as well.
Sure.
So it's kind of a weird mix that I have in my bag.
But like, okay, but really specifically, Simple Plan and Yellow Card. You know those bands, right?
Yeah, Simple Plan's Canadian, so I love them. Okay. I have to. They're from Montreal.
Bullshit. There's other great Canadian music. You don't have to like all Canadian.
Simple Plan did a pretty good cover of American Jesus.
Okay, and I
and well, sure they speak French at the beginning.
All right. Well,
here's another thing. Simple Plan was the first band ever.
Oh, American live. Jesus. I don't know what that song. I was thinking Personal Jesus from Depeche Mode.
Oh no, Bad Religion, American Jesus.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I know of Bad Religion. I don't know if I know that song.
Simple Plan was the first band I saw live.
But they just have that whiny way of singing that you
I'm
don't...
just a kid.
Oh my god, it's just like
a nightmare.
Yeah, dude.
It and makes... a fake California accent.
Yeah, it really it gets a visceral reaction from me.
Well, I saw them before they were famous. They were opening up for Sum 41 along with Not By Choice of all bands.
I know, not right? Choices, but oh, you went to Sum 41, Not By Choice.
I went to Sum 41 and okay. A band called Not By Choice and a band called Simple Plan opened for them.
Okay,
and then that night I saw the Simple Plan "I'm Just a Kid" video for the new guy. I think the movie was called. Okay. And I called my buddy. I'm like, "These are the guys we just watched. Oh my god, the music video is on. We saw them."
Yeah, I had a band that I saw. My girlfriend in high school took me to a Vanessa Carlton concert up in Detroit.
Okay.
And it was at the St. Andrews Hall. Like, have you seen 8 Mile, the Eminem movie?
Yeah.
You know, at the very end where the rap battle
I'm a generic is? White guy. Of course okay. I did. Come on.
The end scene in the rap battle, that's at St. Andrews Hall. That's where we saw him at. And Maroon 5 was the opening act. And I remember the whole time thinking, like, and no one had ever heard of them. Like, their songs for Jane hadn't even had a radio single yet. And I was like, yeah, they're okay, but man, this guy tries way too hard to be Justin Timberlake. They don't have a chance.
Yeah. And then
it's a good thing I didn't try to become a talent scout, you know, because now he's one of the most famous people in the entire world. And it's like,
I've seen that dude naked way too many times. I never saw his junk, but he's always like half naked.
Yeah, he's always got his shirt off. Isn't it funny? You go to a lot of concerts. You're in Toronto, so Toronto gets a lot of great. You guys have an awesome show coming this summer. Deftones and Gojira are playing together.
Deftones, all right.
Yeah, I love the Deftones.
I couldn't get into them. I tried.
Yeah, so that's one of those things where, like, yeah, you would say that about like Green Day to me, right? Like, dude, really? You unironically like the Deftones? I'm like, they're one of my favorite bands. I fucking love the Deftones.
Yeah, I think I was more, I want to say punk, but I'm probably, being realistic, I was probably pop punk in high school. And you sound like you're more like, I don't want to say new metal, but alternative metal.
Yeah, maybe. Alternative and metal and like indie rock and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like Tool and Radiohead and Deftones. And
yeah, mine was Green Day, The Offspring, NoFX.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. I had friends. We had friends I hung out with that had different musical tastes. I had buddies that would wear NoFX t-shirts and stuff.
I still like them. So
hey,
whatever.
Cool. Yeah, I still like Tool.
Green Day was playing. Going back to video games, they played at the video games award show for some reason.
And he cussed or something, right?
Oh yeah,
it was the headline. He always said, does. Fuck or something.
He opened up one of the NHL hockey games, and he's swearing up a storm. Like, yeah, your fucking heads. People like, oh, my freaking ears. Like, you invite Green Day, this is what happens.
I still know how to play a few Green Day songs because they were like Basket Case and stuff was real popular. Yeah. And When I Come Around, it's When I Come Around is the exact same chord progression, just a step up as Glycerine. So I was like, oh my God, power chords are the most amazing thing in the world. I can play all these fucking songs. This is the best.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We Green Day's games,
eventually.
Not Basket Case. The one that goes, dun it, dun it.
Geek Stink Breath. Dun it.
Yeah, that song is the same chord progression as Chicago's 9 to 5, where it's called.
Yeah, 25 or 6.
Yes, it
is.
Anyway,
same key, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, sorry about that.
We'll talk about video games. We'll nerd out about music.
We'll start up our other podcast, Classic Vinyl.
We'll get sued for that. Yeah, not serious.
Wait, why that
would be hilarious? You know, there's a serious channel called Classic Vinyl. So,
is there?
So it'd be a hilarious podcast. Seriously, this isn't Classic Vinyl, and we talk about Classic Vinyl.
Yeah,
but
and I have the structure.
Anyways, there's some new video games that came out that you wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah, so sorry, video games. So we missed a couple of them. Looking back, I don't really see anything big that came out. Unless you could see anything that we missed in the last couple of weeks. There's no results found for Wii U.
Wait, on the Metacritic one? There's one ginormous game. There's none that I can see that we've missed, but I don't... Dude, I never pay attention to...
New games
that are coming out at all.
I'm the same way. It's like...
But Dreams came out. Like, that's
a... Yeah, so Dreams is a big one.
That's a big fucking deal.
So that is, I don't know what the hell Dreams are, but I've seen people recreate games in this thing. I don't know what it is. Is it like a game maker? Like
an engine? Yeah. So take like, Sackboy. What the fuck is it? Sackboy.
Little Big Planet.
Yeah. So go. I think that's the same
thing. Sackboy. What the fuck? Sackboy.
I knew I was close.
I'm so angry.
I was mad at myself. I've been screwing up a lot lately. Just making dumb mistakes. But Dreams, it feels like when people talk about it, it's more like a game engine
or that's like what it feels like to me.
Sandbox.
Yeah.
Mario. Cause someone recreated PT.
Cause people have been breaking embargo like crazy, for their, I'm guessing people were in a beta or something like that.
Yeah. There was
and people were released like, they're like, hey, I remade PT using Dreams engine and it looks exactly the same. And I'm like, what the fuck is Dreams? And then they're like recreating Final Fantasy VII opening and Dreams. I'm like, what the fuck is Dreams? Yeah. Stop recreating shit and let me know what this is.
That's perfect, though, isn't it? It's called Dreams and it's getting this kind of reaction out of you. What is it? And it's like anything you dream. It's like, who's on first? Well,
you're also breaking embargo because you're not supposed to talk about it when you do like a beta. You're supposed to sign an NDA, whatever. Well, so people who release those videos, I'm like, what is this? Because then it gets taken down.
Okay, but they're starting to get out there pretty aggressively.
Well, now, because it's coming out on Friday, but it's not like a secret. It's just you're not supposed to show anything, but I still don't know what the fuck it is. Hmm.
I don't either, other than it seems like the ultimate sandbox.
But for PS4, this sounds like something that would fit perfectly on PC. But I guess PC, you actually have...
But this is a Sony first party.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, they don't...
Media Molecule, didn't Sony buy them?
I thought Media Molecule, aren't they the same guys who made Fable?
I don't know.
Am I talking out of my ass again?
I don't know. So I'm sorry.
Who made Fable? I know it was...
This is when we really miss Dustin. You know...
Dustin!
Dustin! And there's nothing against you, Kevin. Because I don't have the knowledge either. I took for granted how amazing Dustin's ability to recall video game information was. Like, he was really into old games... But he would have known this, I think.
Well, I'm not cheating at all. Media Molecule did make the Little Big Planet. They also made Tearaway. So it makes sense that these are the same guys who have that whole game creation stuff.
Yes.
What the hell is the name of the guys who made Fable then? I'm confused.
Peter Molyneux. I don't know.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Peter Molyneux and Media Molecule. Maybe I got those two things mixed up.
Okay. I understand how that could happen. But right? I've got friends when I'm like, oh no, I was actually pretty close. Like, you weren't close at all. And I'm like, no, in my mind, I was kind of close.
Medium me, molecule sounds like Peter Molyneux. Fuck
to,
that.
To me, you're close. I agree. Right? Dude. Yes.
So
I,
there you go.
I have totally tried to be like, oh, no, I totally understand why I got to that conclusion. And people are like, no, dude, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it fucking does.
It's getting 94, apparently, on Metacritic score.
That's impressive.
For a game maker? Whoop.
But it's also been this thing, hasn't it been in development for 10 or so years? It's been this thing that's always kind of existed in the background. I've heard it mentioned in podcasts, and that's kind of about it.
But not knowing that it's a game. So when someone said, did you see Dreams above, like, this thing, man? And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about Dreams, man? You can't see Dreams. Not knowing that Dreams is the name of the title. It's like a Who's on First yeah. situation.
Yeah. Or the band No Choice or whatever that you saw open.
Not by choice?
Yeah. Because it's...
I want to go see some for the one, so and not by choice. I missed you, man.
That's funny. So
I guess on Friday when Dreams comes out and they hopefully let me see a demo or watch people remake anything, we'll talk about it because I still don't know what it is.
There's a game called AO Tennis that's getting a 69 on Metacritic right now.
69.
Nice. Yeah. I wish so desperately that we could see a tennis game come out and get a good critical score.
Like an actual
tennis game. Like Virtua Tennis on Dreamcast is one of my favorite games I've ever played. I really, really love that game. I also got really good at it. My friend
keep that tennis thing in mind because we have some news that might make you happy.
Let's go.
The other game that came out was Yakuza 3 Remastered. Was this the title that was like announced and kickstarted or something like that? Or was that Yakuza 0?
I didn't realize any Yakuza got a kickstart.
I may also be thinking of that other game that I get horribly Shenmue? Confused with Yakuza. That's the one. I think it's that got kickstarted.
Shenmue 3 got kickstarted, yes.
Yakuza sounds like Shenmue. Media Molecule, Peter Molyneux. See? See how I got confused by that?
Not because
both games are
this less so from a like a auditory perspective, but from an actual game perspective, I totally get it. Yeah,
yeah. One drives a forklift. One looks up.
Well, it's a open world ish, third person y
except Yakuza
Japanese
is good.
Adventure game. You know.
Yeah.
I know they're totally different outside of that, but.
What's crazy is that Yakuza has like six games. Six, including zero. And I haven't played a single one of them.
Me either. I heard awesome. Great things about
them. Yeah. Like, what the hell am I missing? What's wrong with me? And they're all finally available on the PS4 because they were like spread out, like Kingdom Hearts style. But they're all, you can buy all the games on PS4.
And
I'm still going, yeah, I don't know if I want to buy it and try it out, even if it's free. I think I own it on PlayStation Plus at some point.
Isn't Zero the most recent release? Did they get all the way to 5 and then go to 0, or they go to 4?
Zero was a prequel.
Yeah. But it was released recently, though.
Yeah, I think it was released last year, 2 years ago, 3, 4?
Yeah, so my question is, did they get to like Yakuza 5 and then go to 0, or did they go to
I think 0 was before 5.
Okay, but there is a 5, right?
I think so. That's the one where they changed the fighting style, and they made like weird RPG-es. Or that could be Shenmue. What the hell do I know? I don't know anyone new games.
Why are we even trying? What are we trying to figure out, Kevin? Just Yakuza 3's remaster came out? That's it?
Yes, okay. That's it.
I haven't played it either. I wish I would have.
I mean, there's nothing stopping us. Except for our lack of caring.
Yeah, there's other games I'd rather play.
Yeah. That's all the big games that came out.
I do, Yakuza's the kind of game where, like if Day 9, or like a streamer that I like is playing it, or some YouTube person that I like is putting up something about it, then I'd gladly watch it. If the Easy Allies would put out like a history of Yakuza, sign me up. I'll watch a Yakuza documentary. But I don't think I'm going to ever play that stuff.
Oh, speaking of gamers streaming, I've been telling you to play Undertale forever, right?
Yeah.
Game Grumps did a really good Undertale playthrough where they do the voices of all the characters. And those guys are really good voices.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a beautiful job at it. So if you don't ever feel like playing a game and you got time to kill, watch the Game Grumps Undertale
It's a short enough game. I might. I definitely want to play Undertale. I know you were talking the Royal U, but
Royal U.
Yeah, like the general you, like not me specifically, like you, our audience.
Oh no, I meant you because I keep telling you to play Undertale.
Well, I will. I apologize. I will definitely play it, but I do want to play Undertale, so I'm not going to take that route.
Okay.
Since it's a short game, if I do like it a bunch, as soon as I'm done, I'm going to want to go to YouTube and dive in.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
That'd be perfect for me to go do. Like, when I got done with Ori, I wanted to watch people play through Ori.
Yeah.
Like, I and couldn't see, wait I, to watch I Zarek do... play through Ori, and I couldn't wait to watch Day 9 play through Ori.
I tried to do a Binding of Isaac, but Binding of Isaac's not a game you can watch other people play because it's so random.
Yeah.
So you can't watch it going, like, I remember doing that because it's always different, right?
Exactly. All right, well, cool. Well, I guess let's move on to some news this week before we talk about what we've been playing. News. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Games Radar is blowing up my computer, so you're going to have to read that one. It's okay. Like complete refreshing well, over and over.
Before we actually do the Games Radar article first.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Today, which is February 12th of 2020, is the 30th anniversary of Super Mario 3 being released well, in the U.S. Should I say North America?
Yeah, let's say North America.
I don't know. I assume that if it's a U.S. date, it's usually a Canadian date as well.
Yeah, it kind of falls under U.S. no matter what.
So, in second grade, I think it was second grade, maybe it was third grade, whenever, I was beatboxing to myself the pause music, the drum beat. Wait, right? And I didn't realize I was doing it when my teacher was like, who's ever doing that, knock it off. And I was so embarrassed. but it's 30 years old. Super Mario 3 was a big deal. Do you remember the hype around it? Were you too young then? I know it's your favorite game now, but like, what memories did you have tied to Mario being little?
I know this is like a dull response, but the Wizard... watching The Wizard and seeing Super Mario 3 because I didn't
was as a the kid first time like you were exposed to it that you can remember.
I think so because you know when you're a kid you don't know like TV shows don't have seasons, they're just always on.
Yes,
like you never think about that stuff. So Super Mario Brothers 3 to me was always out because I had Super Mario 2 and I just assumed 3 was always out and we just never had it. So I didn't know there was like a new game. That's so bad. When I was watching The Wizard and I saw it. And that's when I was like, well, why don't I have this? Why don't I have this right now? Why is this not in my hand right now? Like, I don't understand because I don't think the game was out yet. They were teasing it or something.
Yeah,
like
that. Yeah, I think that's right.
And so I'm looking at it going, what is this? Like, why don't I – mom, the fuck is this shit? What's this shit on TV that I don't have? I want to do this. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely The Wizard was tied to it for me.
But I don't remember anything else about The Wizard when I was a kid, about the movie itself.
Oh, you did?
I remember anything Nintendo related in that movie. The story around all that nonsense, I do not like. Now I do because I've seen it a million times. But back then, I didn't care about California, the little wiener kids. Dude, I just wanted to see all the gaming topics.
I knew that story really well. I watched The Wizard a lot. Like, and it was not the Nintendo that got me in the story or that.
Oh, you're like legit.
I legitimately loved that movie.
Get to California, Dennis.
Absolutely. Like,
oh, I was like, Jenny Lewis. To the next like, reference.
No, dude, I had a crush on Jenny Lewis. I loved Fred Savage. He was in a lot of other Little Monsters and Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Like, he was in shit that I loved. I liked video games.
There were blank faces.
Oh, yeah. See, to me,
there were just blank faces around Nintendo. And I was like, get the fuck out. There's like flies around shit. Like, get away from me. I want to see what game you're playing.
Like, the scene where he's, like, building, where we're in the drive-thru, outdoors, and he's building, like a wall with, like, the popcorn, like, crates or whatever. Anytime I saw big blocks, I thought of that movie. Like, that movie really... And I think I've told you about this before. I know I've mentioned it. But I'm going to say on Super Mario Brothers 3. But Over the Top and The Wizard are in the same universe. Just remember.
Over the Top.
The movie? Arnold, yeah, the movie, the arm wrestling movie.
I think you did mention that.
Yeah, it was on the show. My brother came up with it, and I agree with him. But anyways, so outside of that, I begged my mom. I think my aunt, my great aunt, my mom's aunt was visiting us. And I think she was the one that told my mom, Monica, we're going and getting him that game. We drove an hour. Nowhere around my town had the game. And we drove an hour to go get this video game. And this aunt, like, she was probably at my, I could probably count on both hands how many times she'd ever been at my house. And one of the times there, I made her drive an hour to go get me Super Mario 3.
See, that's funny, because I had an aunt who I barely saw as well. And when she came over, she bought me a Game Boy in the clear case.
No, she didn't buy it. She just, I had my money saved.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to go get it. My mom's like, no, we have a guest. You're being rude. And my aunt's like,
oh, I see. You're like,
take his ass up to Toledo and go get him that game, Monica. So,
see, my brother, I remember it was one of my birthdays. And my brother was like, hey, you know that game you wanted? And I'm like, Super Mario 3? Oh, no, I said, what game? And then he opened up his jacket. And I remember seeing a beautiful yellow box.
Yeah.
With the tail. And he's like, this game? To this day, whenever my brother buys me a game, he still, I'm going to cry, he still opens up the same way. He's like, hey, what's that game you're talking about? I'm like, I don't know, Ghostbusters? He goes, this game? And he'll open up his jacket the exact same way he did with the...
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, when my family bought me a PS3, like when that first came out, he's like, hey, I got you a game. And he opened up his jacket, and it was Prince of Persia. And I was like, oh, how do I tell my brother I don't have a PS3, right? And then I found out my family bought me a PS3. He just had to do that first. So
that's cool, man.
And I remember putting that beautiful game in my NES and green screen, blue screen, yellow screen, red. Okay. Put it in again. Blue screen, yellow screen. Okay. Let's, and then 20 minutes later,
I always found that like hot breath would actually work all the time. But I just tried to do it this last week. Oh, I didn't have it on my show notes. I should add that. I'll talk about it now, I guess. Threw in Mickey Mousecapades in my old NES. And couldn't get it to work. Eventually got out the alcohol and cotton swabs. They were black. I could have sworn that I'm usually really good. The second I get a cart, I clean it. But apparently I didn't. Should fry it right
up. Well, you know what? You know how to fix it, right? After all these years. It's the connectors that are not connecting.
No.
You just got to jiggle it.
I've replaced these connectors.
Oh, okay.
My NES with the original pins is actually out on display in my living room around here.
Okay.
But the one I actually play on, I replaced that 72-pin connector. It's got the kind where it doesn't even depress down. Like, you just stick it straight in. It looks like it's not going to work.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know if I can sleep at night knowing that.
You just put the game straight in the slot and it works.
Okay.
If you push down, it won't work, actually.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, that'd make you nervous.
That was absolutely a big fucking problem with that that NES.
With the pushing down?
No. Just the fact that it needed a pin connector.
Like, oh, yeah. With all of them. They're all like that.
Yeah, it's a design flaw.
Yeah, it's a huge design. Everyone's Nintendo knew screwed up. We called it screwing up. Oh, it's screwing up again.
Yeah.
And like I was like six. I'm like, it's screwing up again. Like it's
that's probably why
all the techniques we had too. Shit. So dumb. Put a game and put another game on top
of the game. Yeah. There was another one was that you always had to have a Game Genie plugged in. Like that had to be permanently lodged in, and then you would just insert into a Game Genie. I had a buddy that did that.
I never had a Game Genie.
I didn't either, but my buddy had one, and that's how his NES worked.
Mine was like, the lid has to be open, you have to hold reset down for 10 seconds and press power 3 times. Like, we all had stupid things. Like, watch, it works all the time.
I'd have to push from the right side. I would have to take the top of the cart, and it would almost be like it was, like, slanted in there.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly, and it would... And mine, I would wiggle it until, like, so it would be like a blue screen or whatever. Like, nothing. And as soon as it flashed and it showed the title screen and then it would flash the title screen over, if I hit reset then, it would come back and would just boot up. Block. Yeah.
That's why a lot of, like, old Nintendo game intros kind of give me creeps because, like, WrestleMania, like, you know, that... like that, because I know it's not gonna work, right? And I'll turn it on, you just hear that, you see Hulk Hogan shirt and the lights, but like it's just going, oh, And then, no one complained. No one wrote letters. No one got free copies of the NES control. Oh, the Red Ring of Death. Oh, everyone's writing letters.
Well, the only people that complained, they were buffered. They were just the people at retail stuck listening to Karen wanting to talk to managers.
Yeah. That's the second time Karen came up today. That's fine. but yeah, we all had techniques for Nintendo. And then
the other one was there's this kid. And this feels like, oh, by the way, I watched the movie. I want to talk about it. Help remind me later. Timmy Failure on Disney Plus. I want to talk about that later. But
never heard of it.
Oh, great. I definitely want to talk about it then. Okay. So, this is going to sound like something from a little kid's imagination, like a Little Rascal style, like I'm embellishing. There was this kid. His name was Chris Durr. I only heard of this kid.
This is real life?
This is real life. Okay.
Okay.
This is related to Super Mario.
Okay.
So there's this kid. His name was Chris Durr. And he had the Nintendo Power that showed where all the warp whistles were. And we were at the swimming pool, and he had it at the swimming pool. And I remember looking through that Nintendo Power at the swimming pool, just being like, what? This is amazing. It's all the information. Holy crap. Like, it even has the the flip card puzzles solutions. I'm like, this is everything.
Solutions? There's a pattern?
To the card game? The flip over card game? Oh, yeah. There's only so many boards.
Really?
So all you have to do is pick one of two blocks and then look on the guy and figure out which one are. Yeah. So that's how you can like rack up a whole. Exactly. So like mind blowing stuff when you're kid, and like they baked all these cheats and advantages into the game. And this kid had the ability to do that. And my neighbor friend Chad borrowed it. Okay. So we had it for like a day and then we had to give it back to him. And I had never heard anybody ever mention this kid's name ever again.
He's like a legend.
He existed in this one moment of my life related to Super Mario 3. He had all the answers and then he bounced. It was like he was a new kid for 3 weeks and it was over the summer, so he didn't exist.
Maybe he was a gaming angel.
Maybe. But that's probably my most. So despite like loving the game and having my aunt drive me to Toledo and The Wizard being a movie I just adored, Chris Durr, where the fuck are you, man? Who are you?
Even the name sounds fake.
Right?
Chris Durr. And it's weird, too, because we all knew where the whistles were in Super Mario. There was no internet. Like, I remember my buddy showed me, because I knew the whistle from the Wizard.
Sure.
I think he drops down in the white block. But a buddy of mine
Well, maybe he did. I thought he did the fly. He definitely did the fly up.
So maybe that's what I'm thinking. But one of my friends showed me a whistle that I had no idea. And I was like, oh, bro. Like, giving each other high fives. Like, crazy. Like, how did you find that out? Like that white block thing, I would have never figured
Chris
that
Durr.
Out.
Chris Durr.
Watch The Wizard. Oh, maybe he was the same guy.
He was the Johnny Appleseed of putting game knowledge across the nation.
With his NES controller wings.
Oh, yeah. You don't know Johnny Appleseed, do you? You're Canadian.
I know Johnny Appleseed. Okay. I'm educated.
Well, I didn't know if like maybe you had.
Also, he was on The Simpsons, and they made a whole story out of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if you had like Edward Maple or something up there.
Oh, you know about the legend?
Okay, there we go.
There we go. But yeah, that's crazy. That's Super Mario 3.
It's one of your favorite games. It is your favorite.
It is my favorite game of all time.
Happy birthday!
30 years old. Oh my God! I was one.
So you had the whole, like, so you had the, isn't that so weird how things existed, like, in a way that didn't necessarily happen to you in real time, but eventually happened to all of us.
So when the hell did The Wizard come out then?
I watched it at sleepovers when I was in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, so probably 89 would be my guess.
So I watched that movie first, knowing very well the game already existed.
Yeah. Here we
go. My families are pieces of shit.
Let's see.
1990? I want to say 1990.
1989, Universal Studios. 1989, Nintendo.
So hold on. I watched this movie. I must have been six then. No, five. No, four.
No, three.
No, I must have been four to have the memory of watching the movie. because you don't have any memories when you're 3 or 2, but I remember watching when I was 4 and going, what the hell? What?
3 or 2. Just.
Well, I couldn't even have been playing video games at that point.
Maybe.
Could I?
Solomon was playing video games at 3 and 4.
So why is Hannah so bad at it?
I was in kindergarten, and that's 5 years old, when I got the Nintendo.
Huh. Hmm. My families are assholes. They made me watch this movie, and that's how I found out there was a Super Mario 3. That's wild. Anyways.
But yeah, what a weird, like, to me, like, Ninja Turtles and G.I. Joe and Transformers and He-Man and Brave Star and Ghostbusters all existed at the exact same time.
Yeah.
But they...
Me too.
But there's a decade apart of a lot of those, and, like, Gummy Bears and all that.
It's because it was so good. That time was just so good.
It was magical.
I remember playing Ninja Turtles 2 arcade game, not even thinking that's called Ninja Turtles 2. I never knew what Ninja Turtles 1 was. The one where they all have red bandanas?
Yeah.
That didn't exist to me. I only knew that one game.
Wow, see, it did exist even though to it was me. Called it,
yeah, even though it was called Ninja Turtles 2, I never thought about it. Like, oh, there's a part one that I'm unaware of.
Whatever, man, I've got to say, that Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game, is probably... That was definitely the first time that I was, like, coming out of my skin excited for a game.
Yeah.
And couldn't wait for it to be released. Gosh, maybe the most excited I've ever been for a specific game.
Man, yeah, that's one of those other games that my family put in my Ninja Turtles stocking. Michelangelo, like, with his hands sticking out of the stocking, and the game was in the middle, like, in the stocking, sticking out. Yeah, and Nintendo had the game already in there, but it was already flashing because Nintendo screws up no matter what.
I still, oh my god, that game plays so good.
It does.
It's so much better than 3, The Manhattan Project, and Turtles in Time. Like, it is significantly better than Turtles in Time.
See, that's my wife loves Turtles in Time because she grew up with the SNES. She thinks Super Mario World is better than Super Mario 3. I'm like, okay, let's relax. Let's.
I understand the argument. It's just not my opinion.
Yeah, I'm like, sit down.
Well, the thing is, like,
let me mansplain this to you.
The precision, nice. The precision of like the jump attack into the dive kick, as well as no penalty for the A and B super slash.
Yeah, that's bullshit. But,
like, you're actually rewarded for being good at that.
Yeah, you get 200 lives, you get an extra man.
It's just so much better of a game. Where if you get into Turtles in Time, it is prettier. The graphics are way better. I can understand if you'd prefer the music and all of that, right? But the super all of a sudden takes energy away. That's a no-no for me. Game's already
that started over. With Manhattan. That started with part 3.
So unacceptable. And then there's that stupid floating chop down move. So
what did you do? Like, I know what you're talking about.
Why is that even in there?
Like the float, like the level. I don't know. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
you like slowly are like chopping on the way instead of just like you want to do a jump and a kick.
Yeah.
And you're expecting, like, dart down, and instead you're, like, doing this weird half-flip slash thing.
Yeah.
It's if it controlled, like, 2, it would be better. By a lot. But 2 is way more fun to play. 2 rewards you for being better at the game.
And I remember playing 2 in the arcade.
That's why I, again,
as a kid, I didn't know there was a difference. Like, I didn't know that the home version was the arcade version. I never clicked. Sure. Oh, I'm playing the home version of the arcade game.
So it wouldn't have for me if I wasn't, I just happened to be aware.
Yeah.
Because it didn't exist on NES, and I had video game magazines.
Like, you know what you're talking about? Like, Mortal Kombat finally came to home consoles. To me, it was always home consoles. I didn't know that was a thing. Like, it was an arcade-only thing and became home consoles. Me, it was always home consoles.
You know,
like, stuff I never thought about or cared about.
Only the Turtles one was the only one I really was like, oh, finally, it's coming home. But you're right. Like, in my mind, Mortal Kombat has always been available at home.
Yeah. I never thought about the fact that, oh, it's finally coming to home consoles.
Yeah.
To me, it was game's coming out like expected. Yeah. So Ninja Turtles, when I played that in the actual arcade, I was like, wait a minute, this game is the same game I have. But it looks so much prettier. And his voice is. Like, I never thought the fact that arcades are stronger and more powerful than Nintendo. And I'm just like, why doesn't mine look like this? There's four players? What is this?
I think I understood it just because my kid brain was like, bigger, better.
Yeah. I was like, I want it.
But yeah, so Chris Durr, if you're listening, please contact me about Mario 3.
Wherever you are, so. Chris.
But all right, well, we have mostly retro gaming news after this. So let's talk a little bit of modern stuff, and then we'll get back to old,
old games. Wow, we didn't even plan for that, and that just kind of happened.
Well, I wanted to talk about, man, I know Mario 3 is your favorite game. I have really vivid, intense memories related to Mario 3, so I wanted to talk about it up front.
I meant our news is all retro. I didn't even...
Oh, that was on accident. It just...
Yeah, like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, holy, all these things are retro besides this one article.
And even look at what we've been playing. Like, even that's... We both were into Genesis.
Oh, my God. You're right. What
the hell? Just coincidentally, we're just old games tonight.
That's funny.
It's fun.
we're classic lead. Modern classic
games. So we had to do some modern, right? So let's talk about PS5 being backwards compatible.
Yeah.
I'll open the Games Radar for you.
Because Games Radar blows. There's like 100 billion ads on that goddamn site.
Now, Eves or Ives, I'm not gonna try to pronounce this. I'll try. Gamon.
A plus.
Something like that. But the CEO of Ubisoft is Ubisoft, whichever one's correct. Has come out and said that a PS5 backwards compatibility will pretty much run almost all. I guess I was a little redundant. But the PS5 backwards compatibility will run almost all PS4 games. And this is a third party saying it, right?
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
The PS5 is apparently, like I said, going to play PS1, 2, 3, which is surprising. And now it's saying that they're going to also play 4. Which is crazy, because that's why I hate the PS4. Because it doesn't do any of that. It's like, why won't you play my PS3 games? I'm not talking about PlayStation Now. I'm talking about, motherfucker, the games I purchased on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
Why can't I play those games? Why can't I play Limbo that I already purchased on PS4? I'd have to buy it again. It's on my honestly, account.
It's exciting, man. Like, I can't believe it. I was, you know, I've been doing the podcast for a long time. You've been in game stuff for a while. And I was really slow to adopt both the PS4 and the Xbox One. Like, I've got the Destiny one, which is a special release that came out way later, and I got it for a deal. And I have the Xbox One S.
Yeah.
So I was not early to get any of these things. And, man, I am going to have a hard time not wanting to pick up both these things, like, right out of the gate. I'm actually...
Right?
I don't know what it is. I would love to get a PS5 and get rid of my PS4 and sell that.
And get rid of all the other ones, right?
Get rid of my PS3. Just get rid of all that stuff.
Like, I would like to have a PS5 that plays everything, an Xbox that plays everything, and a Nintendo that plays everything. Because I still have my Wii U hooked up. I don't know why, but I do.
You know what? So do I. And I have... I know why. Because I told myself I'm going to finish Wind Waker someday on the GameCube version. And that Mario Maker, I get an itch. Like, Mario Maker 2 is great, but man, the original is just perfect. It's the best.
Yeah. I want Mario Maker 2, but it doesn't offer, if anything, I feel like it took away a lot of things from the original that makes me not want to play it.
Yeah. It does not have the magic. It's great. It's fun.
Like, all the costumes are gone and there's no stylus control. I'm like, what's the point then? You know, you add a slopes finally, but.
That's not enough. From what was missing.
And the Mario 3D Land template looks like crap to me. I'm like, it just looks like New Super Mario Brothers.
I didn't even mess with it. And I never even played those levels. It was...
Yeah.
And I do saw my Wii hooked up because that's my emulator box.
Oh, my Wii U is my emulator box.
Yeah.
With my Wii virtual machine being able to play. Shit, I got to play House of Dead Overkill. I'm an idiot.
I misspoke. I do have my Wii U hooked up, but the reason that my Wii is also hooked up is the GameCube backwards compatibility. I modded my
Wii
was because I felt good about my Wii U basically being my official Wii because of its backwards compatibility.
Yes.
And now I have a modded Wii U that also is my GameCube, and I got rid of my GameCube.
Modded Wii. That's also your GameCube.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Thank you. Thank you for...
It's not your fault. It's Nintendo's fault. Don't worry. It's their fault for naming it. So. Yeah, my Wii U is modded. And, you know, Wii U.
Had some beer, so...
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, that's awesome. Actually, there's some PS3 games that... Like, I never played Shadow of the Colossus, or I never finished 3D Dot Game Heroes.
Oh, I never finished 3D Dot Game Heroes either. I was actually speaking to someone. And Shadow of the Colossus, they remade it on PS4, so that's worth picking up. And then... there's also Heavenly Sword, which I have, but never played, because my PS3 no longer plays Blu-rays, so...
Oh, you did tell me that. I knew that's...
Yeah. Sucks.
So...
You gave me, like, the angriest look just now, like I just... cut a fart in front of your face.
You're I did. Oh, it wasn't about you.
You look so angry. I'm sorry. Heavenly Sword.
I don't know what I was thinking that would have made you think that, make that face.
People do that a lot to me. They're like, I'll like walk by and they're all angrily looking at me. Look, what the hell did I do? Just after the room.
I'm just existing, man.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for this.
What did I do? I'm sorry. And I become like really annoying. Something I said earlier? Sorry. Is it because of this? Oh, you didn't even know I said that. Whoops. Now are you mad? Are you mad still?
Nah.
Anywho.
So it's
the other news.
Hopefully going to be all the way backwards compatible. So in other news. Sorry.
In other news. I can actually read this one. The original Tecmo Ball is coming. Ball. Sorry, I'm thinking of Tecmo Balls. The original Tecmo Bowl is coming to PS4 and Nintendo Switch.
All right, now I did not click on the article to
look. $8. Have you ever played Tecmo Bowl? Yeah.
But is it says... No. That's too much. Did I ever play Tecmo Bowl? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's probably the only
nearly as good as Tecmo Super Bowl.
True. But it's probably... Well, that and Tecmo Super Bowl are probably the only football games I've ever played in my life. And I had no idea what I was doing on it, but I like selecting your plays.
I'm American, and I didn't really understand the plays. I ran the halfback option in Madden 92 with Barry Sanders and beat everybody.
Cool.
That's how I knew. I ran one play with my favorite player.
Which one was on Nintendo? Was it Tecmo Bowl or was it Super Tecmo Bowl?
Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl. Because it's the Super Bowl. So they're both on the NES.
Oh, I just got that.
Then there was a Tecmo Bowl that might have even been called Super Tecmo Bowl. But there was a Tecmo Bowl for the Super Nintendo. But Tecmo Super Bowl, the best one, is on the NES.
Nintendo. Yeah, that's the one I played then. Because I didn't have a Super Nintendo.
Do you remember if you played with four? Did you have four plays or six or eight plays?
I want to say eight.
If it was eight plays, then that was the sequel Super Bowl.
Okay, so it must have been Super Bowl. Yeah, no, I remember there being a lot, and I didn't know what. I just like the dots, and like that you see like the goalpost, and I'm like, hey, that one looks like fun. I'm gonna select that one, see what happens. I had no idea what it did. I just ran with the ball, and you know,
I loved. Tecmo Super Bowl mostly, but Tecmo Bowl is also quite good.
They released it on the DS, didn't they? Like they re-released it, like physical copy of Tecmo Super Bowl.
Not that I remember.
Because I remember wanting to buy that. And I said to myself, $20.
There was a decent like remake that came out, maybe around somewhere in the 2010 era. Like it was on WiiWare. But
you know what? Sorry, go ahead.
No, you finish.
I was going to say, but what we're missing here is that this is neither the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo.
This is the arcade version, right?
This is the arcade version. So that makes sense, because I'm like reading at the end of the article, the Tecmo original one is already on the NES Switch thingy.
Now, I've never played the arcade one.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. But that's why, for $8, that makes sense. It's an arcade port.
Which, that the $7.99 is what like all those arcade games cost, the Neo Geo ones and all that.
Yeah.
Now, what looks cool about this that I don't know, it almost looks like in the arcade version, it had the super wide dual screen the way you'd have in like the X-Men cabinet and whatnot. If you look at, if you scroll down in the article and look at.
Yeah, that's very possible. I don't have an image of mine.
Now, I don't know if it's Polygon that cropped it this way. or if the interface is that way, but it looks appropriate. Like, that would be cool if they had that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's Super Bowl and it's football, who cares? But I am so happy to have any arcade games make its way to home ports. Now I understand the difference between arcade games and home consoles. But these are not like home versions of the arcade games. These are legitimately the arcade games.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles 2 went on Xbox 360. I was like, holy shit, this is the actual arcade game I finally get to play from home.
Or
Simpsons Arcade.
Yep. Which then you realize, oh, these aren't that great. They're just quarter munchers.
Yeah. You beat them, you play them for, $5, $10?
Yeah.
And you invite three of your friends, like, guys, let's play this game.
There's a video of, I don't even know if it's still up, but it was Jerry Terrifying and me, and definitely Douchebag. I don't remember if Gooch was there, and I think one other person. There was four of us, and I don't remember who the fourth was. Played through X-Men on Jerry's channel.
Really? Ago, yeah, oh, that'd be cool to watch.
I don't know if it's still there or not. That was a long time ago.
Memories.
I would have assumed that the only arcade version would have been like that NES Red Tent. You know what I'm talking about?
The long screen or whatever?
No. Almost like a, you would sit down and like two people could face each other versus cabinet, they were called.
Oh, okay. So this is
like Super Mario versus or Excitebike versus, but it's in like a red, they call it the red tent. It's like a cocktail cabinet, but there's two screens, one on each side. And so, so you can play different games if you want to.
Yeah. The coffee tops runs, right?
Yeah.
Cause they have that with like Galaga and Pac-Man and whatnot.
Yeah. And I think if you played tennis, you could actually play two head to head tennis. Like NES tennis, but normally it was like the NES Mario, the NES Excitebike, that NES Castlevania is in there. I would have thought that's what the Tecmo Bowl was, but this is
the arcade one,
full blown. But there's a full blown arcade version.
Yeah. See, that's so like
I agree with you, like though, man. Yes.
Having these arcade games that are like nobody cares on there is cool.
It is cool. I wish that there was a more for the greater good archival kind of approach to it versus $8 for an arcade game we didn't
know existed. But you know, someone's seen it 100 times.
Hey. But you know, to your point, it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah. You're telling me if they just released the X-Men arcade game again on Switch for $8, you wouldn't buy that thing in a heartbeat?
Wouldn't even be tempted.
Really?
Be the easiest non-buy in a... yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, then make me look bad.
No. Now, there's gotta be games... there's absolutely some game out there...
Michael Jackson's Arcade Moonwalker.
Yeah, okay. All right, now we're talking. Now...
See, isn't it crazy? Like the Switch has, it's doing what like the streaming service, like of PlayStation Now and of Xbox Game Pass, but with Nintendo games, which is all, this is all we ever wanted, was like to have the NES library there for free.
Yeah,
because I bought Super Mario Bros. 3 7 times for $5 each. Why? I bought it on the Wii, the Wii U, the 3DS. Like I bought this game so many times, and now it's just free. A whole library. And now I don't want to play you anymore. I did, of course, but I don't know. I just find that so cool that, and no one's talking about it. And like, it just like nobody cares. It seems like, but we'll get into one of the updates later.
Yeah.
But so, anyways, arcade games coming to the Switch. I'm completely behind that.
Absolutely. So next up, this is pretty damn cool, man. I pre-ordered this. So
I don't know which one you're looking at.
I was not a Tamagotchi person.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I was not a Pokemon or Digimon. What was the other one? There's Tamagotchi and the...
No. Don't confuse your pets.
Hold on. I'm in the ballpark. Who was the competitor to Tamagotchi?
Nanopets.
No, yeah. But there were a third. Maybe it was Nanopet. Maybe Tamagotchi is what I'm thinking of.
Tamagotchis was like the big bad. I had a Gigapet.
Digimon, the cartoon that was a ripoff Pokemon? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Digimon was little digital monsters.
And there wasn't like a keep it alive thing, like a Pokemon?
It was, but you had to battle with other people.
Oh, okay.
Where like Tamagotchis, nano pets, you just, it's its own like egg, its own world, right?
Well, one of the most important games ever, Super Mario 3, is 30 years old. Which Pac-Man, so Pac-Man's 40th anniversary is this year. So
yeah.
Tamagotchi and Pac-Man are doing a collaboration. But before we get to that, Pac-Man feels way, way old. Pac-Man does not feel like Mario
3. I know, like it's 40.
Well, no, yeah. it doesn't feel like Mario 3 was only 10 years removed from Pac-Man.
I know. But what a difference like a decade that was makes.
20 years removed from Pac-Man. And that Pac-Man's 40 years, but Mario 3 is like 10 years. It just, my mind is so warped on the lineage. That's what blows me away, that Mario 3 was 10 years after Pac-Man? Yeah. That feels like, I can't believe that that's a true statement.
Right.
Like, did you know that Reno, Nevada is further west than Los Angeles?
I don't even know where it is on the map, if you wanted to point it out to me.
Ah, fair enough.
Sorry, I'm not good with geography.
Americans, that's crazy. Because Americans are bad at geography, so that's mind-bending. Because there's, like, one state, I think, and then another state, maybe, and then, no. It's crazy. Who cares? Tamagotchi and Pac-Man, they're coming out of the Pac-Man Tamagotchi to celebrate
the 40th anniversary. Did you ever play with Tamagotchis growing up?
No.
Okay.
They seemed super stupid to me, and they seemed a little kid thing. I was maybe 7th or 8th grade where I would have been, had I been into it, I wouldn't have been admitting it. But my little cousins were really into it, and it really put me off, like, oh, that's a kiddie toy. I'm not.
Are they the same age as me?
You or maybe, like, you would have been the oldest of the age I'm talking about, so about 2 or 3 years younger than you.
Okay. Yeah, because we all had, well, we didn't have Tamagotchis because we had, like, knockoffs from the dollar store. Mm-hmm. I had a Gigapet, which was an alien, because I really loved aliens as a kid, and I named him Alf.
Okay.
I think Gigapets very clever.
Were more... That is good. I feel like Gigapets maybe were the more popular here. I don't know. Who cares?
And my buddy had a Dinky Dino.
That's a great name.
Right? And I actually just looked up my Gigapet on eBay, and it's $20, and I actually kind of want to buy it again, because I love that fucking little alien. I love them so much. And anyway, the point of this is my daughter, she's going to be 5 in next month. Her cousin had a Tamagotchi but didn't know how to play it, so she gave it to her. And my daughter loves my cousin, so naturally she loves the thing she gave. And she has this Tamagotchi that's – it's like the Game Boy Advance SP compared to the Game Boy that we grew up with. Because the Tamagotchi back then was just like LED screens, pixel, no background movement, just the Tamagotchi itself moved around like a Game Boy would.
Yeah.
Hers is like, you know, backlight, triple A batteries instead of that stupid little clock round battery that you gotta walk one.
Yeah.
Which is the one I had. So when the game was dead, it was dead.
CR2032 for the
Yeah, because when I died, my mom's like, fuck that. I'm not gonna use a, I don't even know what that is, right? But it's back screen. It has noises. You can connect your phone on your app. You can download a Tamagotchi app. So your Tamagotchi from your Tamagotchi goes to your app, and you can play games on your phone to earn money to buy hair, hats, and shit. So my daughter was loving this fucking thing. And I'm like, man, I want a Tamagotchi. And I'm like, wait, I have a real Tamagotchi now because she's my daughter. So I'm like, this is, I should probably take care of her first before I take care of my digital pet.
No.
But I still want my Gigapet. Exactly. But then I saw this Pac-Man Tamagotchi, and I'm like, I want this so badly because I love Pac-Man. Like, I love – when I was a kid, when I was in grade 4 or 5, I was really, really, really in love with Pac-Man because of the game. Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures for Sega Genesis.
That was fun. That was one that I re-rented a couple times.
The one that you're like, look.
Yeah, and it was like...
Tell them where to go.
Yeah.
So I really love...
at a stage in a way.
Yeah, and you direct them and you throw the power pellet.
Yes, yeah.
And you hit him and he's like... In that game, if you collected 3 cartridges, you get Pac-Man Jr. or Junior Pac-Man, whatever it's called.
Okay.
And you played the original Pac-Man Jr., like, arcade game. So it was, like, 2 games in 1. And I loved it. I fell in love with Pac-Man, like, with that game. The story, the characters. I watched the Pac-Man show after. Like, I was nuts about Pac-Man. I wrote a poem about Pac-Man in school.
You had Pac-Man saying, like, fever. Pac-Man fever.
Yeah, exactly. The poem was, like, Pac-Man goes from east to west, going through each coast. Pac-Man turns really big and he eats the blue ghost or something like stupid like that.
Right? Yeah.
I remember it was something coast to coast. I rhymed that with the blue ghost. But anyways, So I actually legitimately love Pac-Man. Like, still, Smash Brothers, my guy, Pac-Man. Pac-Man Sonic is my two guys. I suck at it, but I love those two guys being in. So when I saw this Tamagotchi, I'm like, oh my God, my daughter loves Pac-Man because I love Pac-Man. She's playing it. And the fact that it's a Pac-Man Tamagotchi, you get to take care of, like, you. I don't know, was it the ghosts or is it Pac-Man itself that you take care of?
No, it's a Tamagotchi.
But Pac-Man but character.
Like, Pac-Man's your boy. And so, yeah, yeah. Like, you eat cherries to keep the ghosts away. So, like, you do Tamagotchi stuff, and if you do it correctly in the Pac-Man world, the Pac-Man stuff keeps you safe.
Yeah. And it's the best thing about this, $20. Well, it's probably like $30 for Canadians, but $20 on Amazon.
So the reason I pre-ordered this is...
Oh, so you actually did pre-order
it? I did, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Is I have some of my friends, their son's birthday is in March, and he calls me Uncle Scott. So I get them, like, they do feel like nephews. They are...
Yeah.
Like, I was in their wedding, so they do feel like family. So I get their kids Christmas and birthday gifts. So, and he's turning 8. And I just got a picture from his mom that his Valentine's box that he's taking to school, he made a Nintendo Switch Valentine's box.
And oh, like, that's cool.
And on the top, he printed out like a screenshot of his Minecraft and like colored it in.
So, oh, that's cool.
I'm going to get him this Tamagotchi that's a Pac-Man. Be like, dude, I like the old games. You're getting into games now and you got to be a little older. I think you might be able to handle this kind of a thing. Or like, hey, you can sneak this to school with you. Or like, sneak this, you know, don't let
it
die.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I he just seems like he's at that perfect age to really get a kick out of the magic that Tamagotchi has.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And it's good for like teaching the responsibility too, right?
Absolutely. Because he's right at that age. Like, in a few years, it's going to be like, dude, you're going to have to start babysitting. You know, get used to it.
Is the screens, because mine's not working, are the screens like pixel? Like, they looked old school from when I saw
them. The one I got him is straight an OG Tamagotchi.
Yeah, like with the outline and the pixels and all
that.
There
was a yellow one and a black one. I got the black one because the yellow one's like the cabinet and the black one's like the screen.
Yeah.
As far as like the artwork outside. But it is an original. And that's also, I think, going to be part of the charm to him will be the fact that it is old and like the way the old people do it, you know, the beer drinkers in his eyes, like this.
What's crazy
to put up with?
What's crazy with the new Tamagotchi, the new generation one, because Tamagotchis are back, is that when your character dies, because my daughter's 4, they like you can obviously play again, but it's always different. We never had the same creature.
Oh, that's cool,
right? Yeah, so it's like rogue, it's always rogue. Different. Yeah. It's like a roguelike Tamagotchi. And then when you remove the batteries, it like saves. So when you put batteries back in, it says continue or reset. So you can continue. Sick. That's awesome. I don't know, just these little things. I'm like, you can connect to my phone. And I was trying to tell my daughter.
That defeats the purpose of it to me in a way. But
no, because you can connect with other Tamagotchi people. Well, you can't talk to them, but you see other Tamagotchis in this island. And you like them, and they can like you and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, but your phone, but the Tamagotchi's a device that's a thing. Why would you connect it to another device that theoretically could do every little bit that the one individual one has? The connectivity I don't like.
Well, I guess it's because you need Wi-Fi, and the Tamagotchis don't have that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Go old that's school. Fair.
They live or they die.
But they're not head. Old school. That's what I'm saying. It's like this isn't your mother's Tamagotchi.
I know that's what you're saying. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's old fair. School or bust. That's what I'm saying. But that's cool. Tamagotchis. Ready to move on?
Yeah, before I forget what else is.
We'll come back to it if you're.
If I remember, yeah.
And then, so Tamagotchis out there. That's very cool. There's one thing I wanted to mention related to, so Nintendo keeps making their online service a little bit better incrementally.
Yeah.
With the games that they are willing to add here and there. So in February, they are going to be adding a couple of NES and SNES games to the Switch Online.
Which I like. At least they're updating it.
Yes. Now, one of the things is they say that on February 19th, both games that they're releasing on the 19th have not been released in the U.S. before. One of them is Konami's top view shoot 'em up game, Poppin' Twinbee. Yeah. Which Nintendo calls a cute 'em up shooter.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
Why?
I don't like this article.
Why?
Because I think it's fucking wrong.
Why is that?
Like, I'm holding a 3DS up.
Yeah.
This is an American 3DS. United States 3DS. It's backwards to you.
No, a Twinbee.
So is there Poppin' Twinbee? Is that different than what's on my 3DS?
I think so. I have the 3D classic, the Twinbee. I have the one at your top, thanks to Nintendo.
Yeah, so what's the difference between Poppin' Twinbee and regular Twinbee?
The name. Probably.
But is it a region thing, or are there two different games?
I think they're two different games.
Okay. You keep going, and I'm gonna figure out what's going on here.
And they're all. This is what I was mentioning to you earlier. That they're also gonna. You're saying you love tennis games. They're also gonna release a classic Smash Tennis for SNES.
Okay, they're different games. Damn it! I just wanted Engadget to be wrong because they're lazy sometimes. Hey, well, what up, Kaiser? How you doing, bud? Good to see you, man.
What's up, homie?
Well, this is even more exciting. Have you ever played? Did you play much of the Twinbee on 3DS?
Oh, of course I did. That was like one of the first games I had on it.
What a! Somehow they put a feel, like an actual feel, into a shooter on the NES. Like how long you hold down the button, because there's that mechanic where you can shoot the clouds and the bells come out.
Yeah,
and those are your power ups or whatever, or your points. But they're easy to shoot on accident. You shoot them off the screen.
Yeah.
But like all the enemies come in clumps, so there's like a almost like a rhythmic sort of a thing to it. Like if it's like five enemies, it feels one way to hold the button to shoot bullets.
Like it feels like it's analog or whatever.
Yeah. There's like a really beautiful, satisfying.
See, and I love, like I love. These kind of shoot 'em ups where you're like a plane, like what's that game? Dankarama.
Oh yeah, Dankarama. Something. Dankarama. Yeah. Something. Yeah.
I bought that on my phone. I think Dustin was talking about it, and I love those shooter games. And I guess that's why I like Binding of Isaac. It's kind of like a top down shooter if you look at it. Like
it is. That. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. Definitely.
But I love all the like legendary wings.
Kaiser says Twinbee is hard. He says you really need to build up your character right away, dude. Twinbee is brutally hard.
Yeah, most shooters were though back then.
And it was really. I love the shooter genre. Did you just when I was growing up, I just assumed no one could play them, so I was fine with sucking at them. But I just enjoyed them. Then when I got older and I saw people were good at them, I was like, oh, you can be good at these. I thought they were just impossibly hard.
Have you ever played Jamestown?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's a good modern, like it looks old, but it's newer.
Okay.
I played on a Humble Bundle once, and I think I went on PS4, but it's a beautiful looking game. It's a shooter, like a flying shooter. What are those called? Just shoot 'em ups? No, they can't be shoot 'em ups.
Which ones?
Like Legendary Wings and Twinbee. What are these called, considered? Shooters?
They used to be called shoot-em-ups, but that doesn't make sense. And then they were also called shooters, which FPS has kind of took over. And then, yeah. So I've heard shmups and shoot-em-ups, and I've heard uply, downlies, and leftly, rightlies, and I've heard bullet hells and all sorts of stuff.
Well, bullet hells, I say, like, it's like
it's a genre within,
like, Enter the Gungeon and, like, yeah, Binding of Isaac
and all that. he says, get Mushi Amasa, Masa, something like that. Is that just, that's not Musha on Genesis, is it? Look at
the hell's going on? You having a stroke? Oh, this chat. I didn't realize you were reading something.
Sorry, yeah.
breaking into like mushy mushy.
And then he says that if you do like old shoot 'em ups, buy the Arcade Archives games. Okay, that's a good tip. And he does. He confirms Jamestown is sick.
See, yeah, that's so awesome. I never been like, I don't know. I gotta get back to that.
Do you remember how much fun those dollar games were on the Xbox Live Arcade?
Yeah, I bought all of them. I bought so many of them.
Do you remember that one that was called like Shoot One Up or something like that? And you would try to get one ups, and your like radius would get huge.
See, here's where my lie kicks in. I'm like, yeah, I totally bought all of them. You remember this one game?
There were hundreds, man. I bet you didn't buy it. Just probably you don't remember it doesn't mean that there's only I bought lots of them. There's only two that I remember. There was an Orange Man game that had cool metal music that was like Mega Man.
Okay,
but it was terrible. I don't
remember that one either.
And then Shoot One Up, which was really good. So
I know a game with zombies in it.
I made a game with zombies
in it. I used to do that with Rui, and I'm doing it with you.
You did. Yes, you did. I listened to a lot of that. I played that game.
That's the same dude who made The Dishwasher and then made Soul and Sanctuary or Salt and Sanctuary.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, that's his first game he made.
Oh, that's fucking cool. Well, yeah, so moving on from, well, I guess, yeah, Super Tennis is coming, and I'm actually very excited about Poppin' Twin B because OG Twin B is awesome.
Yeah. And you're missing another game, Shadow of the Ninja.
Oh, yeah, the NES game. I never played that, did you?
No.
It looks like
there's a guy. I thought I was talking. I'm not starting sentences properly. There was, I was talking to someone on Twitter because he's selling like NES like shelf displays, and he was showing his games, and he had one of those NES games that were like upside down, like due to licensing, I guess. And I was telling him like, oh, like RBI Baseball that I have, like it's upside down. The cartridge is different. It's like really flat and. It's, you know, where the
black,
you know,
the part that goes flat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was like a Tengen thing. Like it was a licensing thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So that's what I'm saying. Cause we were talking about the EA cartridges for Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah, those
stupid little yellow tabs. Sorry. So I was talking about the NES things that are upside down. And he was talking, and then I said, I knew I had a ninja game and I think it's this one, Shadow the Ninja.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. I could do a quick Google Shadow Ninja cartridge, but I think I know I had a ninja that was upside down, and you could throw like shooting stars and stuff like that. And I remember really liking it, but I was also a stupid fat kid, so I could be making this up. I could be getting this completely confused with Shinobi or Ninja Gaiden or any other ninja.
Hey, well, hey, you would not be.
At fault because
I thought it was ninja. I thought, oh, they put like Ninja Gaiden 2 or 3 out.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how they showed. So I'm like, well, I know that's not Ninja Gaiden 1, but that looks like Ninja Gaiden. So,
so I think this is the game. I just remember that cartridge was different.
What other Tengen or Black cartridge games like stood out to you? I love Super Sprint. It was like Al Hunter's Racing or something that was on there too. I thought
I had the RBI Baseball. I still have that RBI Baseball.
There was also a Gray Kart RBI Baseball, I think too.
Oh,
probably. I think it was a legitimate re-release.
But I remember, like, it was.
There's a great gaming historian video on Tengen.
Oh, really?
Go watch it. Okay. It'll clean up all this vagueness I'm talking about. That's real fascinating. And that I meant the royal you, the audience, but you also, Kevin.
So I'm saying royal you. I don't
have more. What else is that? I don't know how else to say it. Like, the generic you, the.
Royal you means me? I'm me?
No, like, not you. Like, if I'm like, you need to go do this, and I'm not meaning to address you specifically, and I'm talking about a hypothetical you, or like...
So that's what you call royal you?
Yeah, like, I'm not, I don't mean I can't you say specifically.
Royal. It's like I never said that word in my life, royal.
I don't know how else to describe I don't mean you specifically.
Because when you say royal you, I think you're talking about me.
Weird. I guess it comes from, like, the royal we in England, where it's like, don't make fun of us. And they actually mean don't make fun of me, but it's, like, a proper way to say. I've just always heard the term royal you to mean the generic address. I don't mean you specifically. Like, have you ever been having a one-on-one conversation and you mean it?
Like right now?
Yeah. Yes. Fuck you.
The other game that came out for SNES is Eliminator Bolt.
What was it called? Eliminated what?
Eliminator Bolt Duel.
You know what I thought this was, and I got my hopes up? I thought it was Cobra. Did you ever play Cobra?
Probably.
It's by Rare, and it's like boats. It's great.
That's it? Just boats?
Yeah, but it's actually shockingly good.
See, did you watch a trailer for these games?
No.
Oh, man, no matter how much electric guitar you have background, these games look like shit. I'm happy they exist, don't get me wrong, but it's like... of the audience sharing it, just and then the bolt game. I'm like, what is this? What are we doing here? Like, you can't make this look good.
But Cobra, I think Cobra Triangle. What did I say? What game did I tell you? Just Cobra?
Cobra? Yeah.
Cobra Triangle. Maybe add Triangle in there. It's by Rare. I think it's by Rare. It's by a, like a company where you're like, oh my god, all their games tend to be good.
I believe you.
I don't know.
But anyways, watch that trailer after, you see what I mean.
Boats. I will. Yeah.
Like, no matter what you did to this, you could have had, like, a naked woman dancing, and you're like, this game still looks like crap. They're just so crappy and boring. I'm like, ooh, tennis 8-bit. Like, who gives a shit? Yeah. Again, I'm glad it exists. I'm glad it's, you know, it's
I heard Super games. Tennis is awesome, though. I heard
and I'm sure really it good. Is. But, man.
Glad it exists. We'll just have to leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
So, Kaiser, we got to catch up on some of his stuff. He says, the second Twin Bee game got released on PSN not that long ago. It's called Bells and Whistles. He said, you North Americans are lucky. You've got Pocky and Rocky, a.k.a. Kiki Kai Kai on PS4. I've heard of Pocky and Rocky, but not...
That is cute. I've heard of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yep. And then a tennis Z's. Oh, come on. They just had the Australian Open. Oh, that's, by the way, what the AO stands for in that tennis game. Australian Open Tennis.
What is it?
When I was talking about that tennis game earlier, it's called AO Tennis. It stands for Australian Open Tennis. Mm. Like Wimbledon is... or the Masters
American of Golf. Online.
No. That would be cool.
AOL?
AOL. Yeah, the Australian Open presented by American Online. And then... or. He also says, only Tengen black cards I have played were Pac-Man, Shinobi, and Altered Beast.
So maybe it was Shinobi then, if it was a black card.
Could have been.
He's, maybe I'm not talking out of my ass. But
Shinobi and Altered Beast were not NES.
What the hell?
And I don't remember Tengen having Shinobi or Altered Beast at all. But again, who's saying this? He's in Australia, so who knows how it gets there. And the Royal Wii U. There we go.
Or were you with cheese?
Does Hulk Hogan point you? He says the game sounds like a homebrew NES game from 2006. Port Mr. Gimmick to NES Online. I don't know Mr. Gimmick. Do you know Mr. Gimmick?
Mm-mm.
The world demands Mr. Gimmick.
I'm in.
He also suggests an adults-only tennis for AO tennis.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really unfortunate if I was playing that. I'm assuming everyone's naked.
Yeah, I assume so too. Let's let the dead or alive people make it, and we'll be good.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
But you see all the back ends. You just have to be like tennis the butt game, you know?
Yeah. I have no ass. I'm like Hank Hill. I'm just like straight down.
So we need we need the dead or alive people to make this. But take their boot physics and put them on butts in the tennis game.
I'm down.
He says Shinobi was indeed a Tengen cart. So, Tengen. Shinobi, Altered Beast, Afterburner 2, Fantasy Zone did get NES ports. Really? Fucking learn something new every day.
Altered Beast? I'm surprised. That's like Sega's baby.
Altered Beast has an NES port. That's fucking crazy. That's cool, man. I had no idea.
Oh, how does it sound? It sounded terrible on the Sega Genesis.
Maybe they didn't even...
They don't even say words.
No, don't even try. Maybe it's just text at the top. Yeah. Well, like in Sunset Riders, is a little short foreshadowing. In the Sega version, it just has the text instead of "bury me with my money." It just is a text bubble.
I love that. I love texts.
That's fun.
They do that.
I learned to spell "ma'am."
How? What do you mean?
The M A apostrophe A M.
Oh no, I meant the sounds that go with the text. Like, you know, like,
oh, like a Q-bert type of,
like when a character's talking and just makes noises. Like, you know, Banjo goes really like,
sorry.
That one I don't like, but like Undertale does that. Like, it's like,
I follow. I apologize. Yeah. I'm caught up. Okay, moving on. The coolest NES zapper is coming out, I think.
Oh,
I think it's getting released. Or it's hypothetical, maybe. Maybe it's just a... Let's read the article. It's only 8 sentences, so...
Yes.
If you're a child of the 80s, then chances are you grew up with the Nintendo Entertainment System and Transformers. The two products were arguably at their heights during the same period, so it's only natural that some resourceful fans have decided to fuse the two together. Simon Smith is that fan. He's turned the evil Decepticon leader Megatron into an NES zapper, accompanying custom packaging. This is also from NintendoLife.com. We'll have it linked in the article. I guess I shouldn't. It's not going to be for sale.
Someone just made it for fun, because you can't play with that on our TVs.
Yeah.
Now, which is good and bad at the same time.
Shame there's not an official Nintendo, but this is one of the most pretty fan things I've ever seen made. And I'd have to assume it's functional. So the packaging looks like the NES box, but it's made like the cardstock that you would actually buy Megatron on. And,
That's like the little flap, right?
Yeah. It's just the zapper. Because, I guess for context... Transformers would transform into different shapes and whatnot. And originally, Megatron did turn into a gun.
Yeah, that's what his original form was.
Yeah, before they stopped that eventually. What?
But he's a plane now, right?
Something like that. Yeah, a jet or something.
Yeah. Jet plane. Whatever. They both have wings.
But this is cool. I wasn't trying to correct you. I don't
know. I apologize for being a dickhole.
It's just gorgeous. I don't know. That's the neatest
thing. I don't know. I love stuff like that. Like, I'm down.
What a home run.
Yeah.
That's kind of all you can say about it. So.
What a tennis score? I don't know how they count stuff. What a match point? Okay, we were talking about tennis a lot.
Game, set, and match? Saying. Yes. There's 40 and love and deuce and advantage.
Deuce. I just know match point because of the movie Match Point.
I had to have seen it.
It's with that old guy. Everyone loves his movies. I think his movies are overrated. No. Old Jewish guy. Woody Allen? Brooks? I want to say Woody Allen.
Or Woody Allen. He's an old Jewish guy.
Yeah, so it's Woody Allen.
Never mind.
I don't remember anything about the movie. I just remember the title.
Kaiser just did some research. Altered Beast was not a Tengen cart, but was on the NES in Japan. Also, I found out that Space Harrier is on the NES. Mind blown. Feel like I knew about Space Harrier because of an emulator. Like, it was one of the... No, it was not Space Harrier. I'm thinking a 3D Load Runner or something like that, which is like a Space Harrier style game.
Was it Runner? 3D Runner?
Runner or something, yeah. I know that it's not different. It was Parallax. It was not Parallax.
Yeah.
It was coming at you in a 3D manner. I know that Space Harrier is not the same thing.
I bought 3D Space Harrier on the 3DS because
they had Hogan, a Sega Jerry Lewis
recently. Huh?
No. You think it would, or instead of Woody Allen, could it have been Humphrey Bogart or Jerry Lewis?
No, it was definitely Woody Allen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to get going. Say what you gonna say.
I was gonna say I bought a 3D Space Harrier for the 3DS because they had a Sega sale.
Oh, like a 3D Classics one?
Yeah, I bought like all of them. And then I found out there was a collection. I was like, well then.
I wonder if I have that.
It was like on sale for $2. I was like, fuck yeah.
I thought I bought all the 3D classics, but I don't have
it. And it's like, get ready. And then you like start shooting all over. And then,
that's cool.
Get ready. Oh, it's so good. And it looks great in 3D. I hate that game, but I love playing it. It's a terrible game, but it's cool.
Well, we're an hour and a half in, so we're going to skip question of the week this week.
All right, cool.
So, what have you been playing, man?
So, funny enough, we've been playing a bunch of old school games. I just bought Joe and Mac Caveman Ninjas. I didn't know it was called that. On Nintendo. They had an arcade archives, Jacob something, Dynamite. I don't know. It doesn't matter. This was a game I played at the arcade years ago, and I've been trying to find this game ever since. So I have emulators, and are you frozen or are you just standing still?
No, I'm...
Oh, okay.
Fucking... I should have checked my phone. Sorry.
No, you're like perfectly still, which is really freaky. Like paranormal activity still. So Joe and Mac, I played this in the arcade years ago. I remember it was called Joe and Mac, and I looked side scroller, what you might have it. And I have emulators and I have Joe and Mac on there, but it's not the same. Here's where the arcade home console version of the arcade is different. So then I saw that there was a game called Caveman Ninjas, and I was like, it can't be. So I looked it up on eShop and I saw that this is the fucking game I was talking about. This is the game I wanted all these years, and it was on sale for like $2. So I bought it and I played with my daughter. I gave her the controller and she was the other caveman, and we were playing together, and she did awesome in it.
Hell yeah.
She was doing so well in it. Unlimited lives also help, and you know, two buttons also help, and your main objective is always in front of you and just keep going right. But she did awesome. It was the first time I was like, I'm proud of you. Like, we were having so much fun together playing this, and I recommend everyone check it out. It's $2. The sequel's also on sale. I didn't know there was a sequel. It was great. And it's, again, it's the, this is what I'm talking about when I say I'm happy these arcade archives exist, because nobody cares about Joe and Mac. And I completely understand why, but I did. And I was so happy to finally have this arcade.
Yeah.
I've been looking for this specific version I've been looking for years. I finally have it. And it's awesome.
So, hey, sorry to jump in. Kaiser Kaiser turned 30 today.
Oh,
it's his birthday today.
Oh, like, happy motherfucking birthday.
Happy Kaiser. 30th birthday, Kaiser. Wow. Congratulations, man.
Happy birthday. He's slowly thinking, wow, I'm really pink. What is wrong with me?
It's going to get him really excited. That's his flavor. No, seriously, man, that's amazing. I told my mom, do you remember a few weeks ago where he's like, he was 19 when he started listening to...
Oh, right.
And now he's 30.
Oh, wait. I was almost bad at math. 10 years. Yeah. Oh, he's been listening to you guys for 10. Wait, so have I.
Yeah, so we're May is when we're 10 years.
So when he was first...
Maybe he was 20, and he thought he was...
So he was like, oh, God, I love classic.
But it was... doesn't matter. He was still here from the beginning. I think it was episode 6. He was a guest. It was, I think it was 6. If I were to bet money, it would be 6. And now we're at 310.
Jesus, mercy.
Crazy. So happy birthday, man. Thank you for hanging out with us on your birthday. That means a lot. That's very flattering that you'd kill time with us. Even though when you're 30, your birthdays are like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm flattered and happy you're here. So, Joe and Mac, great choice. So, what else you been playing?
A couple of weeks ago, I told you I bought a bunch of games off a different region for like $2 each. So one of the games there was my friend Hager, which is an indie title. And I've heard nothing but great things about this game. It's so awesome. It's action packed. It's a crappy game.
I was going to say, you're just telling me different.
Oh, no. I don't like this game. And I'm surprised because I love indie title. Digital Devolver, who made it, but, you know, it's with a banana, something to do with a banana. It's kind of like Hotline Miami in regards to, like, how messed up it is.
Okay.
You know, Hotline Miami has that weird storyline where, like, he's kind of freaking out. Kind of the same situation here where the banana's talking to you. That's the friend Pedro. He's like, hey, my name is Pedro. You know, here's a gun. Let's go kill people. And you don't know. I'm sure there's a good storyline somewhere in there. But the gameplay, and I know it's crazy because everyone seems to love the gameplay. To me, it feels like a Newgrounds game. And I'm probably going to get shot for this. It feels like a flash game. Like, it's so stiff to aim. I feel like I should be holding a mouse to aim because it's so, like, directional. And the slowdown mechanic, I don't like. I don't like the dodging. I just don't like the gameplay. And there's, like, a weird motorcycle section that shows up. And I'm like, I'm not feeling any of this. Like, I'm not feeling this. I played maybe 2.5 hours. I'm just like, eh. This sucks because I only paid
$4. Well, I was going to say, it's hard to get your money out of it, though.
I did, but the game is normally like $25.
Yeah, I heard.
So I can't imagine.
I heard it was. That's interesting.
Yeah, I could be completely wrong. I mean, hey, I don't have to like every game, but I just feel like this game isn't good. It's not that I'm not enjoying it. I don't feel like it's a good game. It just feels like, you know, when you
play it for 4 years, eventually you'll start playing it, right?
Oh, what?
Like, it was a Binding of Isaac reference. Yeah, you said.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, you know, when you're like on Google and you see like this free to play browser game or like an ad for an iOS game, that's what it kind of feels like. Yeah. I'm just like, meh. So I never went back to it, but I thought it'd be an interesting conversation because I could be completely wrong. Maybe I'm missing something.
Sometimes it happens. Like sometimes there's like games just for whatever reason people get embarrassed to be critical of in the general games press. So maybe.
But even when I saw the trailer before I bought it, I was like, "This doesn't look good." But I'm like, maybe the trailer just did a bad job.
That's kind of my point. Maybe it's guilt. Maybe it's one of those where, for whatever reason, no one wanted to admit that they didn't like it.
I'm taking a stand. This is the hill I'm dying on. Fuck y'all.
All right. Not that great.
And the last game I've been playing, Final Fucking Lee.
This is
after beating Aladdin. After beating Aladdin in Sega Genesis, I had to beat The Lion King. This game is a bottle of dicks.
It's awesome.
It's just like a bottle. Dicks in your face.
I saw you tweet about the waterfall and the log.
It's bullshit. The whole game is bullshit. It is No, I'm not even like Aladdin was doable, right? I didn't like cheat that much. Lion King is bullshit.
It's brute force. It you have bullshit. To just memorize.
There's a lot of memory things.
A lot of the hyenas.
I couldn't grab onto ledges, the fucking hippo tail. I'm like, it's bullshit. And the fact that you have only so many lives, you know what? I save stated. I'm proud to say I save stated after every jump because fuck this noise. I'm not doing that shit again. And see, the waterfall part was annoying because there's no pattern to the wall. You have to jump up a waterfall. There's no pattern. But dying wasn't that hard unless you fell.
Sure.
But everything else, like a beetle killed me. What I thought was the background was actually the foreground. So spikes killed me.
Dude, when that game was new, I got to Scar.
Unbelievable.
Imagine my frustration when I didn't know to flick him off the edge.
Okay.
I spent like, I had to be there and I gave up and said, I don't know what to do. And I've never went back.
So the biggest with water. So the game, so the game's bullshit. We've established that. The stampede part wasn't that hard when it's like front facing camera. I didn't save at all during that. Yeah. No. The ostrich part wasn't as hard as I remember. I was able to beat that with no save states because I guess after years of Battletoads, I got used to that.
Yeah.
The part that I found hard was the when you're in like lava and there's like driplets of fucking drops of fire landing on you. What is this shit? What are you doing? What is this drops of fire? It's so random.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
And then the when you had to like jump from ledge to ledge while fire, I think it was fire that's coming up underneath.
Yeah, something had to fall on that. Yeah. I didn't know that. So I'm like looking at it going, did the game bug out? Until eventually I saw the blocks fall and I was like, oh, well, how the hell was I supposed to know that? Like, anyways, so I finally got older. I became old Simba. And the last level before you meet Scar with the lightning strikes and you have to go in these weird caves.
Oh, I thought you were I thought you were already Simba when you're at the level, the lava.
Maybe.
Big Simba.
Were you? I don't remember. No, because that's be prepared.
I'm talking about, you were adult Simba where you were shimmying up. Like a.
You hold on and then you hold on. I don't remember if you were old Simba then. Or not.
I don't remember. Who cares? That's irrelevant.
There's a part in the game where you have to go in like caves in the background. And like you ended up somewhere else and there's like three hyenas you got to fight. Mm-hmm. There's a pattern to those caves. Motherfucker, I looked that shit up. I'm not going to guess what. Here's six caves. One of these caves are going to bring you to the right spot. The other ones are not. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to do that. So I looked it up. I watched it showing me the direction. Fine. Did all that. Finally get to Scar. You fight him three times. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You fight him three times. The first two times, you don't kill him. You just beat him up until he runs away. The third time is the one you're fighting him on top of the thing. So I'm like, slashing him, beating him up. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I've never looked up how to beat him. I've never made it this far to know how to beat him. So I'm playing this completely fresh. Nothing looked online. maybe 30, 35 minutes. I'm like, meow, 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 still slashing him. And he's like, and I'm like, meow, meow, meow. He's killed me multiple times. So I'm like, fuck it. I got to look this up. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
The game showed me that you can flip enemies. I never once knew that.
Me either.
And on the Genesis, on the SNES, it's a right button or X button or something. The Genesis only has three buttons. So you gotta press A and then quickly slide your finger to B to do a flip.
So it's like,
yeah. So I would have never, all these years, never knew flip button that you can easily one kill any enemy, hyenas, whatever, what have you. Press two buttons, you do a flip. So I tried that again on Scar. Never happened. Then I found out you actually have to hit him until his HP depletes. And remember when I said he was constantly like breathing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's when
I knew you had to do it during the panting. I didn't know there was something I missed during the panting.
So I was like, meow, meow. And then trying to flip, nothing. Meow, meow. Trying to flip, nothing. Yeah. It took me maybe close to an hour to beat him. And that motherfucker went over that cliff and Simba went rah, rah. And the fucking doo-doo, the credits rolled. I was like, yes. So long. Another goal.
Someday I'll end up doing that. I'm going to get through that game.
And I was thinking my next game, my next milestone game that I have to beat, Battletoads.
I was going to guess. If you were to ask me to guess, I would have guessed Battletoads.
Should have guessed. Guess what game is my next game? But yes.
Contra.
Yes.
So,
I can't do Contra. But yes, cool. So I beat Lion King.
Well, to go back real quick.
Yeah.
Kaiser, yes. Maybe right around your 10-year anniversary of your appearance. Yeah, you got to come back on the show, man, especially this year. I would love to have some people back on since we're coming up on 10 years. It'd be fun to have some old guests come back. So, yes, if you're up for it, I'd love to have you on. Come hang out with us for a night.
And sorry, Kaiser, if you're talking to me in the chat, I don't
have another
thing to look at. I'm not ignoring you if you are, like, messaging me.
He goes, I like the Double Dragon 4. I did not like Double Dragon 4, but he does like Coffee Crisis. I do like Coffee Crisis, too, somewhere
here. I've never heard of Coffee Crisis.
Isn't
Double Dragon 4 new?
Yes. Coffee Crisis is an independent game. They sent I think it's Mega Cat Studios. They sent me a copy of it. I have it here. I've played it on our channel. But Coffee Crisis is good. It's a beat 'em up. It's a cool game. And also, my friend Pedro, he didn't seem like he was familiar with it. People raved about it, and then the game sucks. Oh, maybe he did. He knows the feeling about people raving about it. If it wasn't for the animation in the Lion King game, I would have set the game on fire. The Lion King is like being whipped and beaten by a dominatrix.
It's evil. I can't believe they released that for children. That should be rated.
The fight is worse than The Rise of the Robots. I don't know what that is, but I've only seen someone play it. Holy damn. He says that's bad control design. Talking about your A to B thing.
A B is bullshit. Complete bullshit. Kevin, you can look up the manual. I had to look the original manual on Google, and that's when it tells you that.
Yeah, it's not in the game at all. There's no indication that Kevin deserves to be called the king of the jungle for beating it.
Because I also look like a lion.
Right now you do. Yeah, you got the... Yeah.
Right? Cowardly lion.
I'll give you a badge. You'll be fine. Cool. Well,
those are all the games I've been playing.
I also dabbled in some Genesis. I've been dinking around with the Wii emulator a bit, just out of boredom. I did almost get through Contra again without a death. I had a stupid death. Every now and again,
I still can't believe you could do that. So.
I've only done it that one time.
Really? One time you recorded it?
Yeah, but I get so close all the time. Like, I grinded that out for weeks until I finally did it.
It's beautiful.
If I watched that down a couple times. I still can do it. It's about getting the... Like, if you were like, I can't get up and leave this spot until I do it.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if it took me more than 2 hours to get a complete run without dying.
And the thing with that video is you're like, okay, yeah.
Well, I'm doing commentary the whole time.
Like, this is you. Commentary. Like, okay, well, I just beat level 3 and didn't get hit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'd be like, I did level 3. You're so calm and like
Xanathar. Because I grinded it out, dude. It was so matter of fact. It was so easy at that point.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I had done it hundreds of times, probably. Like,
it was just like to you, like no big deal.
It was no big deal.
Like, how the fuck can you beat level 1 without dying 12 times.
Yeah, there was a moment where, yeah, I was excited about that. And that,
oh, okay. And after a while,
it was deleted and re-recorded over because I eventually died. So, yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
You didn't see all the hard work that went into that stupid
vampire. I just assumed that was this natural power.
No, it was a very significant grind to do that. Like, there was playing every day. There was me trying to record runs when I knew I could do it. 3 weeks every day, I at least tried at least one run of me recording it.
Ugh. Yeah, that's bad. You got to keep coming up with different commentary, too. Ugh.
No, it wasn't. No, it was the same commentary every fucking time, pretty much.
Oh, so, like, I'm telling you this new story.
I knew that I was going to just talk about the game, playing the game, and I just did that over and over and over again.
See, if I were ever to do, like, streaming, this would be me streaming the whole time.
Well, okay, we get it.
Okay? I know you love that.
I want to rip your face through the internet and smack it and send it back.
Oh, people are going to love that.
They do. They love it. I'm a wimp with noises like that, the smacking of lips and whatnot. Like,
is there like an AMS thing or something online that people love?
ASMR.
Yeah,
dude, that stuff makes me go the other way. I can't believe that people find, that to be a relaxing the
whispering talking.
It's too much for me, man. It gives me the willies. So, but I played Sunset Riders. So
that's a cowboy game, right?
It's a cowboy game. Also, dude, this, I was obsessed with playing this game at home because at the hockey rink, they had Sunset Riders arcade machine and it blew my mind. And I rarely got to go to the hockey rink. So for me, it was a super treat. Not only did I get to ice skate, but I got to play Sunset Riders.
Arcades, yeah. And, so is the arcade version of Sunset?
Yeah, it was specifically the Sunset Riders arcade version that I was going there for. And loved the Genesis version. That's what my buddy had. I never owned it. Then as an adult, I got to try the SNES version. And while the SNES version is closer to the arcade version, this is a similar thing to Ninja Turtles 2, where I actually, even though... Like, the Sega Genesis is missing enemies. It is missing levels. Like, it's missing a lot.
It's missing levels compared to the arcade?
Yeah. Like, they would, so like combine reverse Ninja levels. Turtles. Yeah, dude. Yes, it is, like, reverse Ninja Turtles, because they actually added that snow level and stuff.
Yeah.
And the dojo, they added that to the NES game. But in this one, they did not. But despite that, the Genesis game feels better to play. I like the slide, and I just like the controls better. Like, the slide on the Genesis is down and jump, which I actually like because I'm not moving my fingers in any weird way or whatnot. And there was a dedicated slide button on the Super Nintendo. And for me, the down jump felt more natural for the slide than a dedicated slide button.
I never played Sunset Riders. I know of it. I just never played it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Great music. So in the SNES version, there's four characters to choose from. In the Genesis, there's only two. Like,
yeah, that sounds all right.
But the bonus game is way better in the Genesis. In the arcade version, there's like a shooting gallery kind of game, but you're using a joystick. Whereas in the Genesis, they made their own. And you're on the horseback trying to catch bonuses. That's cool. The Genesis is missing stuff, but where I still prefer it. And I think Sunset Riders is amazing. Both the Genesis and the Super Nintendo versions are great.
But they both look similar, like, graphically?
Similar, yes. The Super Nintendo is clearly better. It looks way closer to the...
Well, they had better color palettes.
Yeah, and I think this is a good example of... The difference. But it still looks great. Huh?
Yeah. I said Nintendo does what Genesis don't. In this case.
They got one, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Geyser also finds ASMR annoying, so good. He says, overly loud and overly quiet noises just irritate me. Dude.
So you're saying you want me to continue doing
it? Weird cut from the same cloth, man.
I'm not I saw your Twitch. I'm not going to. Don't worry.
Motorcycles and mouth noises. Get out of here. So yeah, that's cool. And then I'm sorry,
No motorcycles, like
yeah, dude, yeah, like a Harley just makes me want to like walk over and punch him in the face. I'm like, I get it, you're on a bike. Loud motorcycles, like annoyingly loud motorcycles, drive me up the wall. Did you ever play Phantasy Star?
No, I know of it.
That's where I'm at.
Okay,
but Phantasy Star Online 2 had a, I think it's an MMO.
Is that Sega?
Yes.
Okay.
And Phantasy Star is like Final Fantasy, but Sega. And it's okay. In space.
Hence the star.
And that's all I know. And I think that now we're both up to speed with
it. It's spelled with a PH.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Again, we're really running out of. So there was an online MMO called Phantasy Star Online. And yeah, exactly. Bury me with my money. On the Genesis one, they can't even say it. It's just a speech bubble. Well, there was a closed beta for Phantasy Star Online 2. So I thought, what the hell? I installed Phantasy Star 2. If you have an Xbox One, you could get into the closed beta. That's going to be on PC and all that. So I downloaded it and I tried it, and I'm having a lot of fun. It's actually like a cool. I'm enjoying being this robot that has a gun that shoots things, and I've got this little animal that, like, I have go attack things. It's like this fun kind of action-y game. I'm really enjoying it.
Phantasy Stars sounds like the worst game for me because it's fantasy, which I don't like, and stars, which I don't like space stuff.
Yeah, I do. I should like Phantasy Star more than I do. But then I ran into, I hate MMOs, like, or I hate like any open world shared lobby shit. Like I tried to inevitably shortly after I get through the first hour, I'm done.
Yeah.
I get confused. I've got too much shit in my quest. How do I move on to the next? It's a, I select, I want to do this. And then it says, warning, you're going to abandon other stuff. I'm like, well, what do you mean I'm abandoning? What am I doing that I'm abandoning?
Yeah, I feel the same
way. What I want desperately in those kind of games is you're going to abandon it. Do you know what you're abandoning? If not, click here and we'll put you back to where we think you wanted to go.
Every MMO I've tried, Marvel and DC Universe, Marvel, I'm like, oh, this is such a good idea. Same idea. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which characters are real, which are AI.
I was like, oh man, The Division. Like, man, this shooting feels good. The sound design is good. Okay, yeah, there's guys around me. This is fun. All right, maybe I'm gonna get into like a shoot. Oh my god! Sure enough, as soon as I see a bunch of people in a lobby, it's like, wait a minute. Now I'm supposed to make my own fun. Okay, I'm out. I'm done.
I'm out.
It happened with Destiny. It happened with this game. It happened with Guild Wars. It
happened with Gotham Auto Online for me.
It happened for you with that. I think there's another one I've tried. Either way, that kind of design is not for me. Be careful, Kevin. Me and Scott will rock up to your place dressed in Legion of Doom and beat you up.
All because of my ASMR? Is that what it's called?
Yes, ASMR.
Well, then I'll do it like this.
Thank you.
There.
Kaiser, I'll even let you pick. You can be Hulk or Animal. I don't care. I'll be the other guy.
The guy with the spikes.
Both have spikes.
I know. Okay. That's the joke.
Well, sometimes I don't know. Twitch Prime. Sorry.
Yeah, but wrestling's 20 years old. You know I know
okay,
wrestling.
Okay, that was unfair. I'm just having fun. So
no, it's okay. I'm getting bullied here. I get bullied at work. That's cool.
Yes.
Whatever I fucking go, that's fine. My mom doesn't call me.
Why don't you go wake up Hannah? Just have her go, Dad, fuck you. And then go back to bed.
She pretty much does that now, so we're halfway there.
So, Phantasy Star Online 2, I will say this. Until I hit a game mechanic that I don't like that's inherent with these style of games, it was really awesome. I think. Now, I haven't heard other people's coverage, but my impressions, having zero experience with any Phantasy Star, I thought I enjoyed playing the game. It was action-y, and it was very fun.
Is this new? Because Phantasy Star is old, isn't it?
Very old. the Phantasy Star Online 2. So imagine this is World of Warcraft 2.
Why the hell is there a closed beta for this game?
Because the second one's not launched yet. Like, they've been making this. So there's Phantasy Star Online, and that existed for a while. And now there's Phantasy Star Online 2. And this is the beta for the 2. Yeah, this is all new. Oh,
sorry. I thought you said it was old, so I got confused.
I meant the IP.
Phantasy Star.
Yeah, the property is old.
Gotcha. I don't listen very well.
Phantasy Star 2.
Nor do I speak or smell very well.
It's hard with Discord and latency and stuff.
And the Canadian accent, the American accents, you know.
It is really, really jarring. It's amazing.
Sometimes. Yeah.
To each other. So even though I was frustrated with hitting a brick wall, like, the game at the end of the day felt really good to play. And okay. I really liked the voice acting that I had heard. I mean, it's not like The Witcher or God of War, but it's totally acceptable. And I didn't know what was going on because I never know in these kind of games. I have a hard time following video game stories.
Yeah.
That's fair. So I, you know, I think this might actually be a hit. I think you're going to see people really enjoy playing the game.
It's an MMO. They usually do very well. It's Final Fantasy. Forget it.
Not always.
Didn't 14 fail or something?
There's another great documentary on that. Yes, it did. And they totally burnt it down to the ground and rebuilt it and relaunched it as Final Fantasy 14, like, again.
Yeah.
Danny O'Dwyer from NoClip did a great documentary. And what was awesome was he went actually to Square and got to interview people that are executives, and they do not speak English. And so it was the first time that with the YouTube, like, auto translation subtitles thing that it worked. So he, instead of paying somebody to translate it, he let the YouTube algorithm take the Japanese answers and subtitle them for him. And it worked so well.
The YouTube algorithm?
Yeah. Like, auto translated the closed captions for him.
Oh, wow.
He didn't pay somebody to go redictate it. You would just, instead of turning on closed captions, there was an option for Japanese to English or something like that. And it just worked flawlessly. It was really impressive. But it was also fascinating. Like, wow, they burnt down an entire game. They spent how much money to make to fix it, and it's ended up being quite a success. A lot of people still play Final Fantasy 14 right now every day.
Because I'd be like, you know, like, hi, sorry. I couldn't. Yeah, that was the Google app or whatever translator.
Yep. So, all right. Well, hey, man, we got a couple of comments, and we'll wrap the show up. I want to give a shout out to our buddy Demez. He has some good stuff for us. Out of last episode, he first says, speedrunning Super Mario. I thought this was a good comment. He says, speedrunning Super Mario Brothers at near perfect levels is like those people who stack cups really fast and dedicate life to it. What a huge waste of time. Yep. Think about all this stuff these people missed out on from spending our precious limited time on this pointless endeavor. But I do like the speedrunning documentary videos on YouTube where they talk about what's going on with it. The hour-long video of Mario Odyssey... Oh, no, it's already cutting off.
Say what?
Let me... The one-hour long video of Mario Odyssey was really good. Yeah, that's where I'm at, Kaiser. I totally agree. It's a waste of time. But God bless them for wasting their time.
But here's the thing. Here's my devil's advocate. It's a waste of time, yes. But gaming is a waste of time.
Oh, absolutely.
And we got nothing to show for it. At least these guys have something to show for it. They have a world.
Yeah, but the world record's actually meaningless. Like, who gives a fuck?
But that's what I'm saying. We're all doing the same thing, but they have one thing above us.
I think 10 years of podcasting is more impressive than the one. Not really. Not really at all. But I see your point. Like, we all waste time.
Yeah, but they wasted for a reason.
This way.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I'm not doing anything with Binding of Isaac. I just play this goddamn fucking game every day for the rest of my goddamn life, and I beat it.
But I agree with you, man. I love that people are making content about it. And honestly, it's the speedrunners. Like, my favorite ones are guys that are speedrunners. My favorite documentary people, so.
Yeah, it's really cool to watch. I looked up the Mario Odyssey video after I read that comment, because I'm like, I didn't know that was possible either. But it was an hour long, and I was like, to the end. But then I missed the whole how they did it. Just went to the end, and so I'm like, oh.
They're generally ones that, and the new Super Mario Odyssey one is cool. I don't remember if that was Summoning Salt or Bismuth or, God, there's quite a few. There's a guy named Retro. It's cool, so I'm with you there, man. And then he also says, Batman fought the Joker until he went flying out the roof in Batman 89. That counts as murder.
All right, because we said that. Does it toss if it falls? It's not an accident. He didn't push him off and go, fuck you.
I think a decent lawyer would get Batman convicted in court.
And it's like walking to
Demez. I think Demez would agree with that. I would love to find out.
You're both wrong.
Wouldn't it be great to find out?
Both wrong. Look, I've been watching Gotham, okay? Batman doesn't kill.
Oh, okay.
That show sucks. And I watched every episode.
Gotham, man. I heard that. I tried Gotham and I didn't like it.
It's terrible. It's like Batman Forever, the show, but the last season's awesome. I remember being sarcastic. Last season, because the series finale, it's like they're like, fuck it, let's just go nuts.
Another Final Fantasy 13 reference, two in an episode. That's good. It's 310. We have a 3-1, so it makes sense.
Huh?
Final Fantasy 13, the joke is you got to play 100 hours and it gets good.
Oh.
You had to watch 5 seasons of this shit show before the final season got good.
It's the accent again. I can't.
I know. But this Ohio thing, man, it's weird.
It is weird.
I've been seeing all this weird, goofy Ohio meme stuff pop up on the internet the last several days, and it's been really fun. Like, the term Ohio 2 was trending today. That's very fun.
What's that in reference to?
I couldn't quite tell.
All right, then.
Because I just quickly saw.
Ohio 2
Did you see there was a German guy that tried to name all the states that went kind of viral on Twitter? And he named like a bunch of different things Ohio. He's like, this has to be Ohio. This looks like Ohio. One of these has to be Ohio.
That, I would do the same thing. I couldn't point Ohio on the map if you paid me.
It's like touches your province, though. Like, that's insulting.
Yeah, I don't know anything outside of Canada.
If I'm being fair, I could only do BC and Ontario. No, in Quebec. I could do Quebec. I might get Nova Scotia right, because I know the vicinity. I might get Newfoundland and Nova Scotia.
Newfoundland,
whatever. It's just found, though, right?
It's Newfoundland.
It's my fucking accent.
Newfoundland, yeah.
I say it the way it looks, not the way it's said.
You know what? Next week, I'm going to wear my U of T University shirt, UFT. Which is redundant. University of Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Because you're wearing Ohio University.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, go Bobcats.
Represent.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a t-shirt that came in a free paint can. It's worn out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
it didn't come in a paint can. It came in a box of paint cans.
That's funny.
It's my pajamas.
A treat to come with it. It looks like a shirt that would come with a paint can.
Yeah.
It's awesome. They know their market.
It's 20 years old, so.
That's awesome.
That's why it's so loose.
Oh, I thought it came like out of the gate. They're like, hey, let's just put old shirts in with our paint cans.
Yeah, like in a box of paint cans.
Yeah, but you did that 20 years ago, right?
Well, someone did.
I love our miscommunications so much. When I'm trying to get information from you and you answer me like really, like so perfectly literally, and I'm like, it's not what I meant to ask, but you answered my question. I do that to you as well. Like, it's fun. It's a good thing we're not like trying to work together.
Yeah.
Like if we're trying to figure something out, it's more fun when we're like, do you remember? No, I don't. So, all right, Kevin, chatter to Demez. You're a good buddy. Let's call it a show, man. We've been recording for quite a while. So last week, if you go to our website, that MP3 has the Ninja Warrior, Chinese Warrior, Sub-Zero song. However, I published the wrong MP3 last week. The audio is fine, but I re-edited the end of the show. So this week, I'm also going to feature
Chinese Ninja Warrior. Chinese Ninja Warrior. Sub-Zero.
Like, this song is so ridiculous and silly that I actually had to text Kevin and be like, is this the right,
yep, the
right one?
It's, and it's all said with a straight face.
Yes, like, imagine, guys, this is unironic. These people, like, when they got done, they felt like they nailed it.
Like, we got Sub-Zero down, guys.
Fucking nailed this, man.
No one can write this lore like we just did.
Yeah, not how we feel about this podcast, but they really were like, we fucking did it.
We did it. This is it, guys. We're the Immortals, Chinese Ninja Warrior.
Which is funny. I never think of ninjas in China. I always think of ninjas with Japanese.
Neither did they, so it's all good.
Okay. Good. I'm glad that it's not weird. That
I have a lot of songs to recommend. There's so many songs I recommended, like, for the outro. So I'm gonna.
I had to stop. Like, I intentionally got rid of outro songs. It became a burden.
Oh, that's fair.
Every now and again, a treat. Treats are fun. Yeah. Got to make them count. So, all right. Well, again, thanks for commenting, Demez. Always appreciate it. Kaiser, happy birthday, homie.
Happy birthday, Holmes.
Looking forward to having you come onto the show, celebrate 10 years with us. That'd be awesome. I'd like to return the favor and come hang out with you. I know you're still out there doing stuff. So,
wait, I blanked. Who, Kaiser?
Yeah.
Ah.
So, Emerald Rangers, and yeah, he's still putting out content. So,
do I follow you, Kaiser, on YouTube? Do I subscribe?
You have to.
I should. Yeah.
Kaiser's, he's involved in stuff. So, if you need a guest your way, let me know. I'd be happy to oblige. Yeah, as far as the social media and all of that stuff, our username is Classic Elite, Classic L337. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch.
Mine's Amazon. Retro Relapstick.
And Kevin is at Retro Relapstick. Do that phonetically and you'll get it right.
Yeah.
Our RSS feed is available at our website, classicelite.com, and our podcast is at all catchers except for Spotify right now. Again, I promise a lot. We'll get there this year. I just need to find the time to do it. But Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, we recommend, if you're an Android user, Podcast Addict. That's the one that I like. Actually, we're not sponsored or anything. I paid for it. I'm an Android user and really like that app. I want to thank Ben Landis and Cubby. Ben Landis let us use his song Through the Forest as the intro music, and Cubby let us use his song Tidal Force as the outro stuff. And what were you saying there, Kevin?
I was probably making fun of Android versus iPhone. Matter.
Fair enough. I'm not too proud. My feelings won't be hurt. iPhone people try to make fun of me all the time, and then I tell them, hey, my phone does whatever I want. I don't want Steve Jobs and Johnny Ives tell me what I do and do not like. Neither are with Apple.
Okay, they're defensive.
Okay, I think Steve Jobs is overrated.
He's also dead. Give the man a break. You awful, awful man.
It's not fair. He's not here to defend himself. I think he's overrated. So anyways, all right, everyone, that's going to be it for the show this week. Thank you very much for listening to episode 310 of the Classic Elite Podcast. And we'll see you next week for episode Grassroots 311.
Bye-bye.